Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I am sitting here in my car outside my doctor's office, and I need to get my podcast out. So, here it is. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. And please share it with somebody, a friend, an enemy, a co-worker, your post-worker. Is it your postman? Whatever you call those people? Your postman? I don't know. The dude that brings your mail. Tell them. Your caseworker. Tell somebody, all right? Help me grow this thing. But glad to be back at it. I usually start off with a milestone, and the milestone is Miles is gone. Thank God. No, I'm kidding. He's actually at my parents' house back in Rochester, New York, and we had a lovely time there. Real brief. Went back, went to my cousin's baby shower, had a lot of fun. I'm not eating carbs, so it sucked watching everybody eat great food. I had to go to the grocery store and get myself a rotisserie chicken and some green beans. It was good, but damn it, I wanted that country sweet. I went and picked up those little pieces of heaven, and I couldn't have any. So a couple more weeks on this diet, and it's going to be shameful what I do to my body. So we had a lot of fun there. Went back, did a spot at the club, had a great time. So shout out to Ralph Tedda, Woody Battaglia for putting me on. I'll actually be back there in Rochester this Saturday to pick Miles up, and I'll be stopping in to do a spot at the 7:30 show on Saturday with my friend Marianne Sirk. She's nice enough to put me on. So, if you're in Rochester and you listen to my podcast, just know that I will be out there Saturday to do another spot. Hopefully this isn't too loud. I'm letting my window down. It's getting kind of hot. There you go. All right. That's the milestone is he's gone. And he's having a great time. He's having a lot of fun, my mom said. And she texted me last night, and she goes, I hope this doesn't sound mean, but he hasn't asked about you guys at all. And she goes, we asked him, do you miss mommy? And he laughed. And then we asked him if he missed daddy, and he just laughed. And I'm like, that's funny, because my wife and I asked each other, do we miss Miles? And we both laughed, and then we clinked our champagne glasses and ate our candlelight lobster dinner, and then the camera pans back. We're sitting in box seats at a Knick game. The camera pans back even further. That Knicks game is inside of the Super Bowl, and you pan back even further, and that Super Bowl is inside the dining room at the White House. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. it sucks. You know, the little guy is gone, but he's having a lot of fun with his family. So, Yep. But, trying to get a lot more stuff done while he's gone. Trying to hit the road some more. But yeah, we're just enjoying ourselves, man. It's just, you don't realize how much free time you have until you don't have your child with you. And now it's kind of like, I don't really know what to do with all this extra time. And getting to catch up on some shows, getting some stuff done around the house, some writing done. We're spending more time together. We went to a movie. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about before I go into my main topic. There was something last week I wanted to mention, but I can't remember what it was. Was it a show? I don't know. But I guess I definitely can talk about this for the next 15 minutes. Oh, before I do, this old Kendall Jenner. It's funny, my wife and I were just talking about how she stays out of the limelight. And now all of a sudden she comes out with this Pepsi commercial where she gives a cop a Pepsi during a rally. And people they're all upset. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure like all these conservatives now are like, Pepsi's my drink. I'm drinking Pepsi. That's right, damn it. Pepsi. That's my new shit. Running out and buying it. If I was Pepsi, I would immediately create another ad where it's just two gay dudes with a child sipping from one Pepsi with three straws, just to make them have to drink all the Pepsi that they just bought because of one-minute commercial. So the way people like stop supporting products because of a commercial or some type of political statement is just fucking ridiculous. And I noticed when McDonald's trashed Trump, I didn't hear not one person saying they were not going to McDonald's. That's how good McDonald's is. They're like, I can't say they're the Facebook of fast food because they've been around longer, but I would have to say they're the Facebook of fast food. It doesn't matter what they say. They know you're coming back. You want those nuggets. You want the fries. You can't not have that sweet and sour sauce. They could call you a racial slur at the drive-thru, and you would still go back. It's that good. It's terrible, but it's great. That's why I think they should stop advertising. They don't need to. Me and my wife got in this big ass fight about McDonald's. They don't need to advertise. If Cheesecake Factory and Waffle House don't need to advertise, why does McDonald's? And I get it. They want to like bring in the next generation of fatties. I get it. Isn't that weird too? How McDonald's, they don't even have the playgrounds outside anymore. It's just like, I think people are too embarrassed to admit that they let their family eat McDonald's, because like back in the 70s, it's like, oh, look at Ron, man, he's got this extra money, he's got some disposable income, he's taking his family out for hamburgers and sodas and fries, you know, he was proud, like, yeah, I can spend this extra money, my wife doesn't have to cook tonight. But if you had one outside today, people will be like, are you kidding me, this dude is feeding his kid McDonald's, what a piece of shit, they're poor. They got 19 hamburgers for $9. They're probably going to eat on that all week, which sounds great, by the way. I haven't had a carb in literally a week. So, I'm dying here. But, I digress. To get to the topic at hand, I, like I said, my wife and I went and saw a movie, which was $28. I haven't been to the movies in that. $28 to see a movie. Now you see why people bootleg shit. You see why. But I love the movies, man. I really do. It's just, you know, once you have a kid, it's just kind of hard to go. But he's getting to the age where we can start going again. But I mean, I just love the theater. It's just the smell, the popcorn, you know, just, I don't know, the big screen and God, I love that smell, and it's so loud. I just love it. So I wanted to see that movie Life, the sci-fi movie where they bring back that little organism and it seems like it's growing and they don't want to let it back on Earth and all that kind of shit. I wanted to see that, but my wife was like, I kind of wanted to see Get Out. And I was like, you know what? I was interested in that. So we came to a compromise and we went and saw Get Out. And since it's been out, it's been, I mean, rave review after rave review. You got to see Get Out. It's genius. From one of the creators of the Key and Peele show, which is an excellent. Hopefully that airplane going overhead isn't too loud, but you're going to get some ambient sounds up here in quaint Charlottesville, Virginia, where the biplane still, I don't know what the fuck that is. But rave reviews. Everybody's like, you got to see it. It's one of the best movies. It better win an Oscar. You know, such a great movie. And I'm excited because, you know, I like Key and Peele. I think those guys are great. And I love to see black dudes doing positive things in Hollywood. And, you know, I think I share a lot of their sense of humor. And I share some of their experience as a white dude. As a white dude. Freudian slip! No, as a black dude that's kind of been immersed in white culture and kind of knowing what it's like to be one of the only, or sometimes, one of the few and sometimes only black guy at work or in a class, a situation, you know, in a group of friends. So, you know, it resonates with me. And so we go and see Get Out. And I got to be honest, people, to keep it 100% real, to keep it 100, the movie is not that great. I'm sorry. I feel like it's not a terrible movie, but it's overrated. And I get it, people. I put this on Facebook, and people are disappointed in me. They're trying to say I don't get the overtones, the undertones, the symbolism. I get it. I understand about the whole kidnapping the black men and the nigger buck slaves and where they all kind of sit around at the auction. And I understand all the slavery symbolism. I get it. I understand the language. I understand what it's like being that guy at the party and people trying to act like they're not racist or they can relate to you and they want to bring up basketball or Tiger Woods or quote-unquote things in the black culture. The old, I voted for Obama or I would vote for him a third time if I could. I get it. You know? I really do. But my thing is, some people got upset to the point where I'm like, you're acting like you put in the $4 million that it cost to make the movie. From what I hear, is a $4 million budget, and it's making millions and millions of dollars, $155 million, I think, last weekend or something, if I'm not mistaken. I could be misquoting there, but I think that's what I saw. And it's doing well. It was also brought to my attention that it got a 99 on Rotten Tomatoes. And everyone knows Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty fair rating. And I'm not disputing the 99 rating, but for me, it just didn't resonate. I like I said, I totally understand all of the symbology. But the movie itself, just the movie, I didn't think it was that great. I felt like Lil Rel was the best part of that movie. He was great. He was fantastic. He stole the movie. I felt like the movie was casted well. I felt like the acting was great. But the execution, to me, didn't sit well with me. That's all I'm saying. It didn't. When I first saw the trailer for this movie, I thought it was going to be like a parody comedy or a parody of a psychological thriller. But when you watch the movie, you go, oh, this is supposed to be serious. And there's a part of the movie where, you know, they reveal how they're doing what they're doing. And to me, that whole scene killed it for me. I was like, this is dumb. That could never happen. I agree. The people in the town were creepy. The black people in the town were very, very creepy. But the execution of it was it made no, it jumped the shark for me. It made no sense. And my thing is, why would old ass white people want to be just some random nigga from Brooklyn? I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing the point. I don't think I am. I get it. We're cool. People want to be us. But why be us just to be us? It makes no sense. I don't understand it. They weren't doing anything with it. Okay? You became a black guy. Now what? You didn't use any of the advantages at all. It makes no sense. So it's just like you become a black guy and a black woman and you just stay out there and you work on your kid's lawn and you serve your kids tea and you make cakes. It's just like why do that? I mean, there's plenty of white collegiate athletes, because they made a point to mention, you know, just the physicality of black men and black people. But you didn't really use it to your advantage. It made no sense. There's plenty of white college athletes that don't. Most of them don't go pro. Why not take one of them? Are you trying to say because society won't care if these black people are going missing? That's probably I get that point as well. But I just really didn't care for the execution of the movie, and there are people very upset. Very upset. It made a lot of money. Well, I told this one dude, gay porn makes a shit ton of money. Why aren't you watching that? Why aren't you watching gay porn, sir? It's not your cup of tea, right? Just like this movie wasn't my cup of tea. No pun intended. I thought the whole hypnotism thing, that was pretty That's pretty weird, pretty creepy. I like that part of it. Again, I didn't say it was the worst movie ever. I just didn't care for the execution of it, and it just didn't speak to me like it did to other people. It really didn't. Didn't at all. And people really can't tell me why it was so great. Well, actually, I had one non-black dude try to tell me, you know, how it spoke so well to the fears of black men when they go to meet their white girlfriend's parents. I'm like, I'm glad you can share that experience. You can tell me how that, you know, how that goes as a non-black dude. I get it. You're not white, but you're definitely not black. You can't tell me how that feels. You can't tell me how I should feel about the movie. And the irony of in this is I had white people trying to tell me that I was wrong and how great the movie is. And they're kind of being like the people in the movie. To me, that's the only funny, great part about the movie. It's like, you're doing this kind of shit to me in real life. That's great, but that doesn't make the movie great. A movie can have a good message, but that doesn't mean that the movie itself is good. There's a lot of movies that are great that have no message. It can be a great message, but not good. Just like there's comics who have, they can have a great message in their set, but the shit wasn't fucking funny. I felt like it would have been so much better as a parody of a psychological thriller, because the whole part that jumped the shark for me just would have been like, okay, this is a parody. That makes sense. And I think I would have liked it a lot more. I would give the movie a 5 out of 10. That's just me. And the thing is, am I supposed to like the movie just because a black dude made it? Am I really? I mean, at the end of the day, I went and saw the movie in the theater. I paid for it. I saw it. And it just wasn't for me. But I gave the dude his money and I saw it. I paid into the $155 million that it made. So for me to just say I think it was overrated and it wasn't for me, people are jumping down my throat. I don't get it. It's just. And no one could really tell me other than the fact of like, yo, the message, man, the message. Yeah, but it's just, that spoke to you. That spoke to you. It just really didn't hit me like that. And I tried to go in as blind as possible. I kind of had an idea of what it was about. And even that, when there was a certain scene, I was like, oh, this is what they're doing. It just wasn't a well-executed film, in my opinion. And I'm not a filmmaker. No, I couldn't make one better. I get it. And I'm pretty sure people are going to be like, oh, look at you trashing this movie. And the week before, you were telling us we can't trash people's comedy specials. I'm not really talking shit about the guy who made the movie or the movie itself. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not acting like this dude sucks. Like he's a terrible filmmaker and a writer and a terrible comedian. And it just wasn't executed to my liking. That sounds so bad. It just wasn't. And I had a couple people like, you know what? That's fair enough. Wish you would have enjoyed it. Sorry you didn't enjoy it as much as I did. And I appreciate that. But the people actually attacking me, actually a white dude telling me to turn in my black card because I don't like this fucking movie. You kidding me? And I know it's just a joke, but I gotta turn my black card in because I don't really care for a movie that a black dude made. I don't know. It's just it's a bit much. So that's my take on Get Out. Maybe I'll watch it again once it comes out on Netflix. But as I sit here today, didn't really enjoy it. My wife really didn't like it as much either. So I don't know. I even told her, I was like, man, I feel like a hater because I didn't enjoy it like everybody else. She was like, no, you're not a hater. You're just giving your opinion about the movie. That's it. You know? But I do kind of feel like as a black comic, I should like all the stuff that other black comics are doing, and I want to be supportive. But when I thought about it, like I said a few minutes ago, I did my part. I went and saw it. I supported it financially, and it just wasn't for me. But I think the guy, Peele, I think he's a brilliant comedian, brilliant writer. I mean, he's doing his thing. My hat goes off to him, and I hope one day that I can make a film or write a movie that resonated with people and had an impact on people for a certain amount of time, whether they liked it or not. The fact that people were talking about it, I think that would make me feel good. And I have to realize not everybody's going to like what I'm doing. So there's a show. That's the show. What do I have coming up here? I'm doing Fail University in D.C. April 29th at 9 o'clock. I need to get the address for that, but just keep a look at my Facebook page for that. Anti-Room here in Charlottesville on the 14th. I'm now going backwards. Is it the 14th? It's the 11th. Sorry, Anti-Room, April 11th, 8 o'clock, Anti-Room. I had a friend of mine lose a lot of stuff in a house fire, and I mentioned that before. And that benefit show is going to be next week, February 14th, at the Southern. So please come out for that. If you can, check out the GoFundMe on the event page. If you want to bring cash and donate and just help my buddy George out and help him get back on his feet until the insurance comes in for him and his family. And then I'll be at Cellar Door in Maryland Sunday night, 8 o'clock. I think, 8 o'clock. That should be a fun show. Talk Moffitt and Ryan Nesher put on a great show there. They have a lot of good headliners that come through there, so I'm actually pretty excited that I get to headline that room. Oh, and I'm headlining Positano's in Bethesda, Maryland, for the great booker there, Kurt Shackelford, on April 15th, tax day. So hopefully I'll see you at either one of the shows. So again, April 11th, Anti-Room, 8 o'clock, Charlottesville. Is it 11th? Yeah, that's not a Friday. I'm sorry. April 11th, Anti-Room. I think that's a Tuesday. And then that Friday, the 14th, Southern, 8 o'clock, benefit show, 15th, Bethesda, Maryland, 29th, D.C., Fail University, and then April 30th, the Cellar Door in Maryland. All right, I'm out. Peace.